Folk Alliance motif will continue for a little more here on Veritable Infusion on CUT 89.5 FM. My name is Eric. Zachary Lucky kicking things off with his CD Saskatchewan, home of his hometown. And we'll be talking to Zachary tonight, and he'll be playing, I think, a couple of times this week, but we'll get exact details because he's here, so I don't have to rely on my own memory to... And his has got to be better than mine for that, right? So, yes, you're listening to Veritable Infusion, and we got a lot of changes to go through tonight, so we'll get started here. This is Across the Ocean from Saskatchewan. So, yes, by Zachary Lucky.
I've been across the wide ocean, looking for a place, a piece of mind. I've heard of all the commotion, the devil is wrestling inside. Not right or wrong, like the words of a song, for the ones that you not a dollar or a dime, no peace of mind, not a single care or fear.
Zachary Lucky, and actually, why don't I pull it down, but not necessarily turn it off? And I've been lucky enough to have bumped into Zach. Well, not bumped in. We arranged it through my agent, as it were. So here you are. And how's it going tonight?
It's going really good. Thanks for having me, Eric.
Oh, glad you made it out. Yeah. And the studio location is a bit confusing.
Yeah, I was on the Google Maps, just like, you know, tracking her down, but.
Does it tell you how to come all the way up here to this corner of the building?
I found it. It's weird. I mean, it was pretty good.
Nice. So you were playing at a loft on Sororin?
How was that? We did a house concert up on Sororin. And, you know, you never know how those things are going to go, but it was great. It's a tiny place.
Yeah.
And there ended up being like 30 people there. It was just jam-packed, you know?
Yeah, cool.
So it was a really, really great time and you know, really wonderful.
Nice. And what's going on for you then? You're playing tonight, or you have played tonight?
Tonight we're playing.
Playing
at the Drake tonight.
At the Drake?
11:30 playing at the Drake.
11:30 at the Drake tonight.
And it's free.
It's free. No excuses for nobody.
No.
Came all the way from Saskatchewan to play for you.
This one show.
Yeah. No, I noticed actually, in addition to Folk Alliance, you've been playing hard around Southern Ontario, all over the... the Golden Horseshoe map, so it is good you have your Google Maps with you.
Yeah, it eats up the data, you know. But yeah, we sort of had about 20 shows booked around Folk Alliance in Southern Ontario and Northern Ontario as well. And despite not having like an actual Folk Alliance showcase, we're doing a few of the guerrilla showcases at the Delta Chelsea on Friday night.
Delta Chelsea Friday.
Yeah.
That seems to be the central theme. Actually, we, CIUT, have did we get a room? We did. We have a room there at that hotel.
Get a room.
Yeah. And we did. That's what they told us all.
Yeah.
To do things to and with artists.
Yeah. Well,
I think involving music and talking.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be pretty crazy and pretty hectic.
Nice.
And
I'm
really looking forward to being a part of it, you know?
Oh, glad.
Doing two showcases Friday night and... I think it's going to be a really great time.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And then I noticed on Saturday you're playing a place called Utopia, not a club but a town. I've never heard of Utopia, Ontario, and my geography trivia is better than average. And I'm curious if you've been there before or what is Utopia, Ontario
well,
like?
Well, it is paradise. No, Utopia is a little tiny little hamlet or maybe not a village. It's just a kind of a row of houses. About a half an hour west of Barrie.
Okay.
And, they have a really beautiful little community hall up there. Great little community of people. That being said, the show had to be canceled due to some travel arrangements that need to be made, but it is a great place. I've played there before a couple of times.
Does it involve you not being able to get up to Barrie, or can we solicit you a ride now? Or?
Well, you know. No, there was just some complications.
Okay.
Yeah, it has not to do with me.
No, no.
I'll say that much.
Yeah, so you made it all the way to Grand Manan where we bumped into you.
Yes, yeah, I got the Grand Manan hat on right now.
Oh, I didn't even connect, actually. I should have got one of those. Well, maybe I didn't deserve one. But still, I think just for making it there, actually, you should get some kind of physical evidence for afterward. It's, for those who don't know, Grand Manan is a little island a few hours out into the Atlantic Ocean from southern New Brunswick. And it's a really beautiful place some days of the year in the summer.
Well, I mean, a lot of the year, even in the winter when it's really stark and, you know, that...
That's what you're telling me.
The Bay of Fundy in winter is its own beast, you know.
I'll bet. You
get swept up in the grayness of it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
There's a certain beauty to it, for sure, you know. And a certain beauty to the people there, too. Like, it's a real interesting place.
I suspect so. I've been out there a couple times, staying with extended family, so
yeah.
It's definitely its own scene, and you can't really, you know, like it's because it's funny. We have an island here, Toronto Island, and I've met a number of people from there who refer to themselves as islanders. And I think if you have a ferry leaving every half hour to go a 10-minute trip,
I have never been out there.
It is beautiful. I'm not belittling the place. It actually is very nice because they were hip enough to not allow monster development to take over.
Yeah.
So a lot of the buildings there, like they have a amusement park and stuff on Center Island, whatever.
Yeah.
But on the edges, there are really good beaches that you can swim in and not get sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, their beaches have been cleaner.
I've heard things about getting sick from swimming around here. I don't know.
They used to be true, and maybe right off the city shores it might still be true, but off the non-Toronto side of Toronto Island, I did a bunch of times, and it's totally worth it in the summer. It's better than a pool.
Sometime if I come back here, maybe for North Bay or something, we'll have to go for a bit of a dip.
It's worth
it. Check out the island.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Right on.
So why don't we listen to another track here? Why don't you pick one? I'll go by title.
Let's jump over to Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
And that will be...
We're getting there.
We're getting there. I think it's track 7 here. Right on. You must be listening to Verbal Fusion on CIUT 89.5 FM.
Harder each day, every time I leave.
passing, just passing the hours in the garden again. Well, I've been from the coast out to the plains, to Nova Scotia and back again. Saskatchewan, where I belong. Saskatchewan, where I belong.
Title track of Saskatchewan by Zachary Lucky, who's with us here. Lucky us, and here we go. Microphone on.
I'm here.
Yes, yeah, and everything's still up and running. Nice. Yes.
We're doing this.
It's working. We're getting through it together.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, you mentioned that you pressed this on vinyl, and which I'm always glad to hear. As you saw, I like records. Yes, I play records. I might be one of the last people in the world on a radio station that's playing records. But anyway, it's definitely, I'm glad people are still doing it. Actually, they're probably also selling better than CDs in this day and age at shows.
It's coming back around, you know. Saskatchewan came out in March of 2012, I guess. And back in the fall, I'd been getting, you know, lots and lots of requests from people to put the songs out on vinyl, you know. And for me, that made sense. Like I don't buy CDs anymore, you know.
Yeah.
And I love collecting vinyl. I love the experience of listening to vinyl. Yeah, it makes you like an artist lays out songs in a certain way for you to hear them, and I did that with Saskatchewan as well. You know, it's put in that order for.
I'd wonder by the length. It reminded me of some LPs, and also your other CD had a similar introduction structure.
Yeah, totally. And there's like in the other in Come and Gone, there's actually an instrumental piece in the middle too, and it's all sort of built. Yeah, it's linear, you know. So releasing it on vinyl totally made sense. Pressing records is a procedure, you know. But we ended up finally getting things coming together, and emails and phone calls, and sure enough, middle of January, it was out on vinyl. So really excited about that, and people are really excited about it, too. So
hopefully it wasn't middle of January after a Christmas tour to promote it or something.
Well, you know, there was a number of things where we wanted to have the vinyl there, but you know how that is. Deadlines get pushed back, and they were releasing the Beatles on vinyl. And so all the factories were busy pressing Beatles records.
Okay.
Yeah, they had to push mine back because the world needed more Beatles records.
There aren't enough, you know.
No, there's not. They need new ones.
When I go to a store, I never see any yet. I mean, a record store. So.
Yeah, well, whatever. I was pretty, I tried to be understanding.
How is it buying records in Saskatchewan?
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
You know, there's a couple, I don't know much about anywhere other than Saskatoon, but Saskatoon's got a couple great record stores. Vinyl Diner is sort of the classic Saskatoon record store. There's a new joint called Beaumont Film and Sound, which is has a lot more of the hipper indie stuff, and it's pretty good. That being said, I've found some really great records while I've been out here.
Yeah, cool.
I was in London, Ontario the other day playing at APK. And there's a record store right next door called Grooves, I think it's called.
Okay, I know there are a couple of good ones online. I haven't been there for a few years, but they're...
I picked up a couple of really good records in there, and no regrets.
Nice.
I'm broke, but I got no regrets with those records.
are there any stores left in Ottawa? There used to be a couple on Bank Street and just off Bank, and I think both have been gone for a long time.
That's one town I don't spend enough time in.
No, I haven't been there in a long time either. I'm from Montreal originally, which used to be a dynamite place for records.
Yeah.
Like definitely punching above its weight for used records. But
totally.
Now with the internet, I guess, it's kind of harder because a lot of the better finds, people check online like, oh, well, I better eBay this because someone in Germany or Japan will pay way more than anybody in Montreal or Toronto.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And that's kind of the beauty of it is that the records are available, right? You know, I would be lying if I didn't say a large portion of my collection, you know, just due to how the record stores are, you know, a large portion of what I have is off eBay. I'm a pretty big eBay supporter.
You know? Yeah. I'm really glad I'm not. I know. If I carry this, I don't let myself buy stuff online because it's just one more habit that I really can't afford. So I kind of restrict myself to spending
dangerous.
cash.
It's just like add to basket.
It's
dangerous.
Ole mole.
Yeah, it's real dangerous.
So you got to play a lot of shows to catch up with that.
Yeah. No, I'm trying. You know, not enough, but. Too much at the same time. Not enough, but too many shows.
You have any favorite region in Canada?
Oh, my favorite region.
You don't have to say Toronto, people. Yeah, everyone can say what they want.
I do love Toronto a lot. Toronto's been really good to me in the past, and the more I come back here, the more I kind of get sucked into the scene, and I'm getting to know people really well out here, a lot of the bands, and it's great. That being said, I truly love playing in Newfoundland.
Yeah,
we've been there 3 times in the past 2 years, and the place is beautiful. You know,
I've never made it that far east. I hope to one of these years.
It's great, man. You got to do it. And you got to go to the west side of the island and drive across, because it's just gorgeous. You know, and the people there have a real intense passion for music. You know, like they'll go out any night of the week and pay cover to see anybody. And they'll love it just because it's like in their blood, you know. Shout out to Newfoundland.
Oh, big time. I'm glad to hear that because I think TV must have killed a lot of that. It did in a lot of cities. And then the internet was, as far as people want, like as far as being able to constantly get a critical mass of people out to do stuff so you could support more things live. That's awesome that Newfoundland is still.
Oh, yeah. No, every time I go back, it just gets better and better. And And, you know, hopefully we'll be back there again this year, you know, in the fall time. We'll see.
Any summer touring plans? You mentioned you're coming back here.
Well, in May, I'm coming back out here, and I'm going to be doing a bit of a tour with a couple of guys who play in a few different bands. A couple of guys named Mike Brooks and Tyler Belews. You might know them from the Legato Vipers. Or they also sit in with Bri Webb. You probably know him. But we're going to be doing some tour dates with those guys, playing some shows with Alana Gurr from Guelph and kind of doing this whole loop again all around southern Ontario and up to Ottawa and Montreal.
Hitting it in the spring.
Yeah, hitting it back really quick in the spring. And then actually in between now and then, I'm getting ready to go into the studio and make a new record back in Saskatchewan. So that's kind of at the forefront of things, and then we'll probably be back out here in October again too. I don't know. We'll see.
You've recorded them all over in Saskatchewan, right? Or you get them mastered in Toronto?
Well, we try to do all of. I mean, with the past records, we've done most of it ourselves, all the recording ourselves, and sometimes we'll have people come in and mix the records. Saskatchewan, funny enough, was recorded in Manitoba. So,
oops.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people didn't like that. It was kind of ironic, I guess. But I think this next one we're doing just a little ways from my place out in the country. This guy's opened up a really nice place, really nice workspace out there. So we're gonna kind of sit down at the end of March and try and punch out a record and see what happens.
Are you from Saskatoon, the city, or are you from the country?
Saskatoon originally, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, born and raised. I'm trying to get to the country.
Yeah.
Trying to get out of the city and into the country, but you know, it's not as easy as it seems.
No, it can be difficult. I mean, our folk festival is right on Yonge Street this year.
Oh, man.
That's a great spot to be, though. The Folk Alliance.
Back to Folk Alliance.
Yeah. And we'll do a recap of those dates. So tonight... For free at 11:30 at the Drake?
At the Drake.
Okay, and also Friday.
Friday night at the Delta Chelsea Suite 1080, I believe. The room is called Redwoods and Wheatfields.
Redwoods and Wheatfields.
And I'm playing it at midnight and at 3 a.m. So
wow.
Hopefully I'm awake. I don't know.
That's good to know. Yeah.
I didn't sign up for that.
Surely somebody will find something to do to keep you awake and entertained.
Well, I hear there's a lot of alcohol at these things. I don't know.
There's a lounge on the very top floor with the pool, and I probably shouldn't say this on the radio, but people were coming and going from the pool, and it didn't look like they were getting hassled or flashing fogs.
I might have to go for a bit of a dip on Friday, in between my sets on Friday.
I think it might be calling you.
So,
okay.
That is my calling, yeah.
Thanks for calling out, coming out.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me. Hey?
We'll check out the rest of the refrain here, which will actually, I think, complete background and foreground the entire CD.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yes, Zachary Lucky in the house tonight and on stage later tonight, and Folk Alliance this weekend. And keep all that in mind. You listen to Veritable Fusion on CDT 89.5 FM. Hope you're digging it thus far. And that was rather brief, so what we're going to do is bring that, you know, this is, okay, another one. I was talking over this the first time, we'll be quiet this time.
Leaves are falling, that's you calling me, saying, babe, when you coming home? Cause you've been gone all summer's long, I need you here, so come home. We're crossing state lines, trying to pass the time, reading Pilgrim at Tinker Creek. Judy Sales sings, not sure I'm to blame, nothing happened yet, I think it will soon. But don't bring me down with all the words that you say. Don't remind me of all the plans that we made. Had a hard time making up my mind of where I do and don't belong. It's not the east seas nor the westerly. Here in the plains I shall remain. Don't bring me down, all the words that you say. Don't remind me of all the plans that we made. Don't bring me down with all the words that I say. Don't remind me of all the plans that we made.
Zachary Lucky, whom we were just talking to here on Veritable Infusion, and going to keep it on the comparably acoustic tip, but with banjos this time for another cut, and switch it up shortly, and going to tie it all in thematically and sonically, and well, I'll be back and explain how.